Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, have other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or if minds are full, they can just listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Now, I know that this series is getting hot, and, you know, we have been talking about no shame in this game, discovering what's really holding you back from success. And it's different for everyone. But I need you guys to understand you can overcome any of that. For some people, it can even be like other people in your life, places or things, people who try to hold you back because they're feeling you're moving too fast or what have you. That happens when you're trying to take your spot at the top. Very common. But then now you have, you know, some people who they're fearful. They're so fearful. They're so wrapped up into their own challenges, their own problems. They can't see the forest for the trees that their healing is in helping other people. They can't even get up off the couch. They can't fathom moving through their own challenges and problems to step it up. Very difficult for some people. You have to know that you are God's temple. We gave you some scriptures. You got to go back and listen, because today there's several scriptures that you're going to be looking at, because we're going to be discussing pride. Pride. Is it a weight or is it an anchor? Pride. Huge, huge, huge. And God has a lot to say about pride. This is where people may, you know, you may be in a part of life, you've had so many pains, and we talked to you about that, your purpose, the bigger the pain, the bigger the purpose. But you're going to have things, situations that will try to perplex your purpose. But you have to decide that you're not going to let anything, anyone, hold you back from your next level. It doesn't matter the next level, the next devil. The devil is defeated. But you've got to stay in your word so you can recognize it and you know what's going on. So now when we start talking about our scriptures for today, there's a few. The first one I want you to look in James chapter 4, verse 6. James chapter 4, verse 6. And then we're going to have a few scriptures in Proverbs. Now, if you go and you look up pride, there's tons of scriptures where God is like, hey, pride, I ain't down with that. I ain't brought down with that. Even my grace ain't down with pride. You talk about grace, unmerited favor, things that we don't deserve. A lot of things that we get from God, we don't deserve it. We're not right, and that's okay. But at some point in time, you want to say, I don't want anything to hold me back from my relationship with God, and that's considered sin, and that separates you from God. It's not about judgment. It is what it is. I didn't make up the rules. God did. And Jesus died for our sins, but for us not to stay there. Does that make sense? Pride. We got James chapter 4, verse 6, and then we have Proverbs 29:23, because it says, pride, is it a weight or an anchor? Going to all come together for you. And then there's a few others, Proverbs 16 and 18 and Proverbs 11 and 2. I got to bring it all to you. And you go and look, it's a ton of other ones in Book of Galatians, Psalms, it's a lot of them. So it sounds like pride is something that can hold people back from major success. Sometimes you don't want to ask for help. Sometimes you think you got it going on. I've gone through it too. That's why I can recognize it. It's not about judgment. It just it is what it is. But don't let it stop you is what I'm saying. When we're doing these lessons, it's not about calling you out. It's about bringing you up. So we got to go to the Lord that you're in the right spirit, in the right mind to receive what thus says the Lord, so you can come up out and finally have your breakthrough once and for all. Father God, we come before you. We thank you on this day. We honor you because you are just so amazing. You're the only one that can say you're the author and the finisher of our faith. And we know that faith is what activates your hand. We're asking you on this day that you forgive us of our sins, anything that's separating us from you, so that you can move mightily in our life first, in our minds, allowing you, we're giving you full reign here, your Holy Spirit over our mind. Take captive of anything that's not of you. Let us know and discern the difference. We're asking you, oh Father God, to increase our discernment, but we know we must first increase our faith. That we can come out of any situation if we keep our eyes stayed on you. We know our help comes from you. So let us stop looking in the counterfeit and stop believing in the world. We're ready to come full force in the kingdom and dominate in the world. We're thanking you, Father God, for everything that you're sending us. Wow. We're thanking you for the overflow that's been held up. Because of our pride, because of embarrassment, because of fear. We're releasing all of that on today so that we can get everything that you have for us. The plan has always been big before we were formed in our mother's womb, and we're ready to walk in that right now, today. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that you're removing every stumbling block. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that right now we're deploying our angels, the protective angels, the avenging angels. Everybody is on their job right now. So everything that we're learning on today, we will have no apprehension to apply it. We honor you and you, we love you, God. But we seal this in our Savior's name and with his blood of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Amen. Guys, we are not apologetic on this morning because this pride thing will trip you up. James chapter 4, verse 6, and we got to talk English Standard Version on today because we need you to understand, comprende what we're talking about today. James 4 and 6 says, but he gives more grace, therefore it says, the book says, Word of God says that God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So you can literally not get a lot of things right, but be willing to admit that things are not right so that God can work it out. God didn't say that you have to be perfect, you have to be right. He says, come to me and say, I don't want that anymore. Be humble enough. He said you can come humbly but boldly before the throne of grace, meaning that you don't have to be 100 with God. Say that you know God can fix it all. He made us in the likeness of his image from the very beginning. And so if we begin to now say, God, we are asking you to increase our wisdom right now. You'll be wise enough. God opposes prideful people. You don't want to be down with that because God always wins. When we go now and we say Proverbs 29, 23, he says, one's pride will bring him low. But he who is lowly in spirit will obtain honor. Give God something to work with on today, guys. And as we start talking about what happens in order, there's an order to everything. In Proverbs 16 and 18, very, very familiar scripture says that pride goes before the destruction or the fall, and a haughty spirit before the fall. Pride goes before destruction. So when you are now in the midst of destruction, at some point in time, you were unwilling to humble yourself and be meek so you can inherit the earth. That's saying, I don't know everything. I'm not there yet. I have to say that every day when I go before the Lord, and when you're able to say, I'm not there yet, Lord, just show me, teach me, correct me, guide me. That's automatically saying, I have to depend on you, God. So that's humility in itself. And then even pride comes then disgrace. But with humble is wisdom, Proverbs 11 and 2. I don't remember who was right in the book of Proverbs. King Solomon. Richest man who still ever lived, and he's saying these things. You got to pay attention. You want success? You want success and you want to keep it? You want to have the formula so you're not a one-hit wonder? That even if things go wrong, you know how to get back on the horse and keep riding. Pride. Is it an anchor? Meaning, is it that thing that anchors maybe your ship or yourself so that you're stable? Or is it bringing you down? If it feels like I'm trying to get a leg up, but nothing is happening right, or every time I get to a certain place, something just goes awry. Talking about challenges that the wisdom of God will now be able to say, okay, this is how I would navigate you out of this spot. Different. Because challenges are going to be forever. As long as we're here on this earth, you're going to have challenges. You can't go to another level unless there was a struggle or obstacle or challenge. That's the only way you get to the next level. This is not what we're talking about. We're talking about you being stagnant, whether in the spirit, your mentality, your mindset, the way you do things. You're so rigid, you can't come up out of the pride. Now you're in a situation where you're like, I'm falling, I can't get up. We saw a lot of people released. We told them, never be embarrassed about your story, never be embarrassed, what have you, and I shared with you. My story. I can remember this funny story. I was a kid and I was at my mom's salon. Everybody know my mom was a hairstylist and she had a salon. I was like the first employee there, whatever. Long story short, because I want to open up the call. I didn't like something about my appearance. I used to have these thick eyebrows and literally it was like a unibrow. You could see like the hairs were kind of connecting in the middle. And I used to watch the ladies in the salon. They used to get their eyebrows waxed. And I'm like, oh, wow, their eyebrows look like my mom, thin. My mom's like, because it's all about the season and era. Because back then, thin eyebrows was in. Thick eyebrows was kind of like masculine, so that's not what they want. But now people draw on thick eyebrows, right? But in that essence, I had what I needed, but I didn't like it. And my mom was telling me my eyebrows were beautiful, whatever. I didn't believe it, and I wanted my eyebrows to look a certain way. So I can tell you the pride in me because I'm like, okay, she said no. She tweezed me a little bit and said, I can clean it up, take the unibrow off, clean it up, but that's it. But I had a little arrogance that had to be broken in me. God broke that in me. I think that even some of the things that I've gone through, you know, with losing the children and the different things I've gone through in life and I continue to go through, I'll always be humble so I never have to be humbled. I see people walk around with the pride and I'm like, golly, let it go and let God, right? But I'm telling you right now, but I went on and I went on when nobody was in the room and I did that dang old wax on my eyebrow and took off my whole eyebrow. So now I got one thick Groucho Marx eyebrow on one side and no eyebrow on the next. Now, you talking about feeling this. Now, this is literal. I'm talking about, can you ever go back in areas of your life where you had so much pride, where you had opportunity for someone to help you, or they even told you this is the way to go, you do the next way, and now you find yourself in a pile of manure. And you say, how in the world did I get here? You know how you got here. The pride was the weight, and it pulled you down in the pit. But God's grace and mercy through humility and meekness can help you take your spot at the top. Let's talk about pride this morning. I want us to be real. We've been talking about being very authentic and real. Guys, don't come on Power Start Your Day if you ain't going to be real. People don't want to hear that. This is the place, finally, that you can be you, and it's okay. But if you're in a hill of beans and you're in a place where you say, I want to come out, it's just not okay to stay there. People's lives are depending on you walking in your purpose. Don't keep letting pride, situation, embarrassment, people, places, things perplex your purpose. Stop you from doing bigger and better things in your life. 808, last four, 8847. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Nicola.
Hi, how are you? My voice is just so raspy. Sorry, it's been strained. I got to relax it. So, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I just want to thank you so much for all your uplifting morning calls that you give every day. That is so amazing, and I love it. You know, when you give out, it resonates with me, because there's times, like the other day, I believe it was, you were talking about insecurity. Just for whatever reason, we had a situation, and with your uplifting calls, it really helped with the situation. I just want to thank you so much for always giving us that pride and encouragement.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's different for everyone, and God has been showing me the things of what can be stopping people, and a lot of it were things that were stopping me at a time in my life. And so when you start overcoming it, you can take someone down the road and say, that ain't the direction, that's not it. Let it go so you can just go up. Mm-hmm. And so I just so thank you for your comment. Keep pressing on. 706-8273. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm amazing this morning. What's your name?
Benita Jenkins.
Hey, Benita. Good. What would you like to share on this morning? No shame in this game. What's up?
You are definitely right. Especially with dealing with the pride, I have learned that God will strip us of our pride. And I am one that held on to pride and still find myself holding on, but very quickly to repent. Because I was just in a situation where my pride, where my life got cut off. And I'm like, did I really have to be in this situation? No. But I'm like, well, I'm going to do it on my own. I'm going to wait on my tax money. So I did get the tax money. And then I made the commitment to Fed. And then I said, you know what? My whole view has changed. I don't have to be in this situation. And I made up my mind to myself that I'm coming out of this situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to allow pride to destroy what God has purposed for me.
Mm.
And I have learned that it's better to operate in humility and grace. And if, you know, you don't know something, ask. And I'm quick to ask because I want to know. I want to seek knowledge, and I want to gain everything that I can to be great. So, you know, some people may say, well, oh, she's thirsty. Well, she's just starting out. Well, why is she doing? Because I want to make it to the top.
Wow. You said a mouthful, because, you know, being that inquisitive person, that's what, when I was a kid, they were like, I asked some questions. They're like, she nosy, you know, as a kid. Didn't know
what that was.
See, why she asking so many questions? Well, I'm not in people's business, but I will ask questions if I need clarity. If I need clarity,
that's
I would rather not walk away unclear, just so that I can take responsibility for my responses. See, most people can't take responsibility for their responses because they may not know half of a story, meaning even for success. Guys, super important. I'm trying to suck on some kind of lozenge. My voice is like almost gone. Thank you so much. That caller really blessed me in the whole idea of saying, you know what? I realized that pride, that is wisdom. That's what the word shared about wisdom. The wisdom of God prompted you to let you know that's pride. And then you'll be out of grace with pride. You want to be under grace, because none of us are getting it right all the time. So grace and mercy, we need that. We need that. Even with the word told us earlier in Corinthians about that God's grace is sufficient. So wherever we're weak, he's strong. We need grace, but pride locks you out of grace. 770, last four, 2599. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Kim Creighton.
Hey, Kim. How are you?
How are you? First and foremost, I am so appreciative for your obedience to God for these calls. This week, this, you know, no shame, it is for me. You know, not being selfish, but, and I'm sure it blessed a lot of other people, but it so hit home for me because I know what my ability is, but God showed me that it was shame. And as we even talked about, I tried to get in yesterday on the call, and then this morning, you know, God just kept pressing. He was like, you know, go ahead and get in the queue, and I'm like, acting like I didn't hear him. And then, but I, you know, came on. But what God showed me is my pride, and you talked about the weight and the anchor. My pride is weighing me down and preventing me from being all he has called me to be and walking in all that he has called me to walk in. And he's also showing me that that pride is connected to shame. I'm still working through it. You know, he just revealed that to me today. And obviously, I have to go back and I have to get before him so that he can reveal more to me. But I want what he has for me. You know, over the course, and I've been, a year. And I know, I guess it was, things were so heavy, but I know that there has been a chiseling. And just in, you know, the Power Start Your Day and, you know, conversations that we've had, it's breaking. You know, I know I'm further, you know, I'm freer rather. I'm freer than where I was March of 2017. And I am so grateful to God for continuing to reveal to me and bring confirmation, you know, through you and others, just to, so that I'm free. So I'm grateful, so grateful to you and your obedience. And just, you know, I thought I was signing up for one thing. God has something, you know, yes, that, you know what I'm saying? Yes, the business. But it's more so about getting his people right to go and help to do ministry, because what we're doing is ministry.
It is.
It's ministry. You know, it's you know, like as Dr. G says, this is marketplace ministry. So I'm grateful. I love you. I know I tell you this all the time, but I love you. And thank you.
Man, this means so much because I see the change. I can look in your eyes. You know, the windows, those are the windows to the soul. I can see, and I can see the hardening of the hearts when I, because I look at the eyes and you can see the heart. It's just weird. I don't know. I don't know where that gift came from, but I know that that is just for God to say, this is where you can help. And I'm going to tell you that Proverbs 11:2 tells you, and I'm looking at these scriptures, and it keeps showing like pride come along with verbs, like it's something that's moving. So it must be a spirit. We know it is a spirit, but it can be moved. And when we look at Proverbs 11:2, it says, when pride comes, so meaning when it comes, so not if, but when it comes. So at some point in time, everybody has to deal with this. But it says, then comes disgrace. Just like what Kim shared, the shame comes along with the pride. But with humble, with the humble, the humility is the wisdom. And it's saying when you're humble, now you can move under grace. God said he's just the proud. He don't want nothing to do with it. We don't want to be in no place where God saying, I can't work with that. Like, that's breaking the law of me because I'm a man that I should lie. I can't go back on my word. I can't mess around with pride. So we see a lot of things that come along with it. And then our book of Galatians tell us, but if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he's deceiving himself. That's why I'd be like, I ain't all that. I point people back to God and say, look, I'm just being obedient to what he's saying because I was in a time of disobedience and it wasn't good for me. It came with too much extra drama that it was self-inflicted when I was in disobedience. I just moved into obedience and then now I can now be humble. Now I'm in grace and I'm seeing a much better life. Is it perfect? No, but it's perfect for me. It's perfect for me because I can wake up every day, no matter what in the world is going on in my life, look myself in the mirror and say, it's well with my soul. It's well with my soul, my mind, my will, my intellect. I'm good. I'm good. Came from humility. Came from humility. 706, last 43907. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you this morning? This is
I'm awesome. Good morning.
Georgia. Yes.
This keeps you lit up.
Speaking of pride, you know, yes. This series has really been hitting home. Like, even for me, like when I was in school and stuff, that I'm in, you know, getting ready to graduate college, I couldn't let pride, you know, I was sitting like in math, and math was always like my weakest subject and stuff. So I would always ask my instructor, you know, like for help or whatever. A lot of people were just like me, but they were just sitting back there, and he wasn't one that's just standing up teaching from the board. He would give you what it is and, you know, maybe say a few things and you wing it from there. But for me, because math was my weakest subject, I had to, you know, ask him, you know, and then sometimes even with the same problem, maybe about two or three times, and I could see his frustration. But I wasn't going to sit there full of pride and not ask and not pass math because I'm trying to get my degree. And so I would constantly ask, and I could see his frustration. But, you know, I would just be smiling, and I would tell a joke, and then, you know, he would laugh or whatever, you know, whatever. But however it needed to be, I had to get this, you know, I had to pass this math class. So I couldn't let pride, you know, get in my way of obtaining what I needed to do to pass that class. And I did get out of there with a B, even though math is my weakest subject. So, and staying with pride, you know, God always said you have not because you ask not. So if you have too much pride to ask people for anything, you know, you're really deceiving yourself. You're really letting yourself not have the best that you can have, you know, by not asking. You know, me, myself, I love to help others. That's just something that I love to do myself, you know, or whatever. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not a mind reader. But if you let me know any kind of way that you need any help, I'm more than willing to do that. So, you know, when you're proud, when you're too proud to say I'm sorry or thank you or, you know, if it's like someone owes you something, because no one owes anybody anything, you know. But when you put down that pride and when you humble yourself to God, I'm telling you from what I've seen for myself being humble, he has opened and is opening up so many doors and so many paths because I allow myself to be humble. I'm not saying that I'm all that, you know, or whatever, but, you know, I don't have too much pride that I'm not going to ask, you know, no matter what. When I stumble and stuff with this business, I don't care, you know, I've inboxed you, Nicola, look, I need some help, you know, about this, that, other, Robin, T-Money, Michelle, Keedra, whoever else. I'm not going to be too prideful. If I can't get one, I'm going on down the line. Can you all help me? I need some help with this. You know, what do I need to do in this area? I'm going to always remain humble because I'm seeing how God is doing so much for me in being humble.
Wow. Humility. Humility is going to open the floodgates for you, for richer relationships. You'll start knowing your worth through humility. At some point in time, you won't tolerate these weights in your life. Because when you're humble, God said, here comes the wisdom, like remove the scale from your eyes. Now you'll be able to see. You see things differently when you're under grace and you have wisdom. It's a different world for you. We're going to take our last caller, 718, last 44177. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Barbara in New York. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Barbara. How are you? Ooh.
Wow, this has been an amazing series, Nicola. Thank you so much for being so consistent and so there for us. I can't thank you enough. But, you know, I've been meditating and praying on what this series is, and Barbara yesterday just took my heart with her. I went through the same thing. And, you know, we don't always see the scars that people carry, the wounds people carry. And, you know, one of the things that came to me when I was praying is, and this goes with pride, you know, don't be concerned about your readiness, came to me. Don't be concerned about your readiness. Just be concerned and consistent in knowing God.
Yes.
That was such an uplifting pressure remover. And you, these calls, I mean, have brought me so much closer to God and to this wisdom and to this love, because God is all love. You know, the love in me salutes loving you. That's all I can say. I'm just blessed to be here. Thank you so much.
Wow, that is so beautiful, because, you know, people don't realize that even when you begin to love God more, like, you know, Barbara was sharing, you start loving yourself more. Many of us self-sabotage, self-inflict, tolerate things in our life that just don't fit where we can operate under grace. So then now when you start getting beat up for so long, then you start saying, I got to put this hard shell on. And then all these other things come that pulls you further away from God. You have to know what those triggers are in your life. You have to know what those things are. No matter what, don't compromise your relationship with God. Nothing is worth that, including pride. We're starting to know the truth about some things, aren't we? It's setting some folk free. Have a God-blessed and productive day. Go out and go help some people today. You're filled up. So go and empty out and help some folks get out of their challenges and situations. Just know that you are worth grace. Jesus went through a lot for us. Go out and help some folks. God bless you.